Since 1955, a place in downtown Fresno for women and children where Christ leads, where people care and where lives are changed. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno, and this is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno, is on the air again, thanks to this opportunity to sit down and have a conversation, and then the efforts of Kim Adams, who takes our conversation and puts some music and an intro and an outro and makes it a radio program. So thanks, as always, Ken. We appreciate your efforts on our behalf. Jerry Brenneman is the director of all things Evangel Home, and like we do almost always, we sit down in her office with her and a resident, a guest, and we want to hear that story this morning, Jerry. So anyway, make the introduction. We have a very attractive, obviously very bright young woman, and we want to hear her story because she's been through some stuff.
And you're right, very attractive, very bright, and very, there's just something very captivating about her in a way. I watched her, her name is Brittany, and she's one of the kids. What are you, 23?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 23. I'm getting pretty good at guessing younger ones. I'm having trouble with older people. Anyway, I watched Brittany, and she always had such a sparkle in her eye and a very good and teachable spirit. There were things she would do, like we all do, that needed correction, and she always took every bit of correction in the most thankful way. She always thanked us for pointing out things to her, and I felt very, I felt that she was very sincere about it. I watched her, you know, you don't want the outside to really reveal, the outside can't reveal the inside. We know that man can look on the outside, but only God knows the heart. And yet, I watched Brittany working very hard to make sure that her outside appearance said something. I think that we have to remember our outside appearance does say something, and it does give that first impression. And that was kind of fun, watching her just try on different outfits in a way. Long skirt one day, jeans one day, but always looking really nice. And like, I'm dressed for the day. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I'm going to grab this day by the throat, and we're going to make it. And so she applied for Crossroads. We all saw that attitude. And she's been living in the apartment center for, she says, about a week. I thought it was about 3 weeks, but she says a week. So she's pretty new in the apartments, but she's a seasoned veteran from the crisis home, because in order to get into the apartments, they have to apply after being here in the crisis home for several weeks. And then it's another several weeks before they can move over. And during the time she was here, she had some roommates that were real, they were not on the up and up. And we don't want to probably talk too much about that, but she had to really sort through some game playing and make sure she didn't get caught up in it. And again, for a youngster her age to be seeing that with women twice her age, no doubt, and be able to rise above it really speaks well of her.
Yeah, well, Brittany, congratulations for that. But let's back up a little bit. You came to Evangel Home, why?
Well, basically, I was lost, and I really didn't know what to do. I just looked on the internet one day and seen Evangel Home and trust that this is the right place for me to help me grow.
What was going on in your world that Evangel Home became the best option for you? Were you didn't have a place to stay? Is there abuse in the background, substance?
Abuse from family members. Just a lot of confusion in my life. And I was homeless at the time. I was sitting at the Greyhound looking for a place to go. And I had called, and just the person who answered the phone, it was Rosalyn.
Wow.
And so she made me feel very comfortable with the conversation. And the next day they told me to come in. And I mean, you can feel the love here, and that's what got me, and it was the love. And I knew this was the place for me.
Talk a little bit about your family background. Growing up must have been difficult.
Yeah, growing up was very difficult. My mom and my dad haven't been together since I was born, so that was kind of tough, not having your mom and dad with you together. So it was always traveling and moving, not very stable. I didn't notice that I was stable until I came. I wasn't stable until I came to Evangel Home.
Well, you didn't have a point of reference. That was normal life to you.
Yeah, it was a really insightful comment.
It was very normal for me. I thought, oh, you're always supposed to move and you're supposed to be on the go. But when I came here, as I stayed in the shelter, I began to get stable. Within probably a week, I got stable. I got stable in my mind with God. I got stable just with having conversation with other women and knowing their story. You know, sometimes you think that you have the worst until you talk to someone else, and it's a million times worse. And it gives you a little strength to tell them that it's okay, but at the same time, you're talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm. What, Jerry, you were about to say?
I'm just amazed. You know, you hear the term old soul sometimes, kind of in reference to young people that have really a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
And that's just what Brittany is, just so full of wisdom, I think, again, for someone her age, to be able to identify, whether she's heard it or not, I don't know, before, but to be able to identify that she thought her life, that was normal, we've heard that. But to come in here and realize that stability was what she needed, and to be able to pick up on that so quickly. I mean, it's like spending your whole life out there on banana peels, and you do think that's the way it's supposed to be. And then you end up on, you know, solid ground and appreciate it. Yeah. Again, that tells me a lot, because a lot of people would just prefer to keep staying on the banana peels because it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more exciting, and it does become normal. But I think God got her in time to say, uh-uh, you know, my kingdom is not of instability.
Yeah, and I hope you understand, Brittany, that's unusual to be able to garner those insights that life can be different and better and have a desire to make those changes. Was there a point in time, a conversation, or did it evolve? How did this come about that you realized it doesn't have to go on like it was?
Basically, it was kind of funny because I did know that. I always thought that this is where you're going to be at. This is your life, until I just came here, and then I knew that I could change. There was options for me. There was people who cared and loved me enough to point out my flaws and enough to let me know that, hey, you know, it's places in your life and things in your life you need to fix. And so that's when I know that I can grasp it and take it and fix it with the help of God.
Yeah. So let's back up just a little bit. Rosalind says, come on in. You ring the doorbell. They let you in the front door. You walk in and look around and you think,
I think, wow, this is really a gift. I was honored, even if I wasn't going to be able to stay here. It was just an opportunity of me to know what was my next step going to be, and that was to be somewhere with people that was going to help me and not use me.
Hmm. Okay, so then you decided that you heard about the Crossroads program, a 9-month-long life skills training, very practical classes in life skills. So you've been there a week. What are your thoughts so far?
My thoughts so far is just don't give up.
you find it pretty challenging?
Her first week was Easter vacation, so she really hasn't even had to go to classes a whole lot.
No.
So, yeah, her first week was a vacation.
Yeah. Okay, so you really haven't gotten involved in classes yet?
No. I took a couple classes, but not really all of them. So, no, not really. I'm barely going in.
Yeah. Now, can we back up just a little bit, Jerry? You alluded early on to, in the introduction, about Brittany's having some stuff going on with roommates, and said we didn't need to go into that. But can you articulate that just a little bit to get a better idea of where she has come from to be at this point?
She had one and possibly two roommates who were just real game players. And where Brittany looks at everything in here as a step to improving her life, there are some that would look at everything in here as a way to bring others down, to step on them to improve their lives. Mm-hmm. And those kind of folks usually want to enlist more people in mm-hmm. their cause, mm-hmm. and that's what I think was happening with Brittany, but mm-hmm. she didn't go for it. Mm-hmm. I would imagine there were some very interesting conversations in that room, as there always are. Good heavens, sure. I can't even imagine what must be said in some of the rooms. But again, I think Brittany is the kind of kid that would know when to plug her ears, know when to be able to speak up. And somehow she resisted the temptation to get into that side. Very deceptive, people presenting themselves in ways that they really aren't. Mm. And she didn't go for it.
Okay. So you understood from the get-go, discerned that this was probably not appropriate?
No, at first I was deceived. Okay. At first I just thought, oh, I have like new people who care about me. And so I just start seeing a lot of things that wasn't right. And so I pulled back and I just stopped talking and observed. And then I was like, oh, it's time for me to stay away from some people and just normally stay to myself. If sometimes you want to do better for yourself, you have to stay to yourself. And so.
Wow. And you know, that life lesson goes on. When you leave here, you have to be very careful who you are, who you're with. Mm-hmm. I love what Chuck Swindoll says. If you going to the scripture that says bad company corrupts good morals, he says you can't wear white gloves and dig in the garden when you don't wind up with glovy mud. Yeah. You wind up with muddy gloves. Yeah. So it tends to go one way. You have to stay away from those kinds of influences, and instead with the influences that will enhance your plans for a better life.
Yeah. And you know, Jim, that's again something else. I think parents training their children. I look back on myself as a child and my parents saying, you know, that's not the kind of people you should be with, or that's not the kind of guy you should go out with. And at the time you're rebellious and you're thinking, well, who in the world are you to tell me that? But they were usually right, even if I did go out with so-and-so, or even if I did do something with some people that I knew weren't my type, whatever that was. Mm-hmm. Except then I also remember in junior high, the people that I had always avoided, which when I was in ninth grade, the hoodlum kind of people, the girls wore white lipstick. It wasn't really super bad yet. But those were the kids that when we moved to Fresno from Sacramento, those were the kids that first were there to befriend me when others weren't. So it's the same kind of cycle throughout our lives. It's just a matter of what we're trained to do and how quickly we put that into practice.
Well, believe it or not, we're just about out of time. But we do have time, Brittany, for me to ask you this. You found some help. Let's say there's somebody out there listening to this program on the radio right now who is where you were. What would you say to that woman?
I would just say keep your head up, trust in God, and trust in yourself. And just know that there is someone out there that can reach out to you and that can help you, but you have to be willing.
Well said. Give us a call if that is you, young woman, older woman, 264-4714. Well, Brittany, thank you so much for sharing. It's great to get acquainted with you, and I look forward to coming back later on in the process and see how you have changed and transitioned in your focus on life. Thank you, Jerry, and thank you, my listening friend, for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online 24/7 from anywhere in the world with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. And at this spot on the radio dial next week at this same time for Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Thanks for tuning in this week.